Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. But we will start with Joe in Mableton. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys? Haven't called y'all in a while. Y'all been doing okay?
Oh, outstanding,
phenomenal.
Joe. Outstanding.
Phenomenal.
I'll just so you know, Randy, I finally paid up all that credit card debt. Will you tell my daughter she could get what she wanted?
That's probably why you ain't called. Your ass been working.
Yeah, you've been working it off.
No, dog. Every time I try, I end up trying to get in too late. But, hey, here's the question I got for you guys.
All right.
With the Ole Miss Georgia game this weekend, would you rather have the game on the line? Would you trust Carson Beck, or would you rather trust Dart? And if Dart has a game like he did last weekend, do you think Ole Miss has a chance to win?
Yes.
Yeah. If he has a game like he did last weekend.
Yeah, they're winning.
He threw for like 500 yards last weekend.
Yes, so. They're winning. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably going to win.
Now, Georgia's defense isn't going to let that happen.
No.
But, yeah, if he plays like last weekend,
yeah,
not only are they going to win, we're going to have to look at Georgia real different than the way we think about them right now.
I agree with that.
Game on the line? Oof, man. That means I'd rather have the Georgia defense on the field, honestly.
Right.
I'd rather have the defense on the field trying to get a stop than Beck.
No
offense, but I just don't trust Beck enough right now. I mean, he's been on the field with the game on the line one time this year, and he threw an interception.
Yes.
So that's kind of that. All right, Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek. Derek's gone.
Damn, Derek.
All right, Boogie.
What's up?
Boogie's in Atlanta. Sorry. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? I wanted to say, I tuned into that Hawks-Knicks game, and I was trying to find the drop back when Cole Anthony Towns do his and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, they didn't play any. I listened as well, unfortunately. It would have been very funny if they would have played the little Prince.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Another thing, too. If I was to bring back one dance to go viral, what would it be? And Randy,
start over.
Randy Mobile, because there's a lot of dealerships in Georgia. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't hear nothing.
I think he said if you could bring back one dance to go viral.
Oh,
what he said?
Dance?
All right.
Oh, man.
Thizzle dance. We got to bring it back.
That was your thing right there.
That's basically squats.
You're absolutely correct.
You're basically just doing squats.
I'm telling you. Well, I mean, I could damn Cabbage Patch, but I had so many different things. But more than anything, I wish the damn Bankhead Bounce would come back.
Sure, bring it back.
That's what I need. I need the Bankhead Bounce to come back. Yeah, just like that, dog. Because everybody, when you use that Bankhead Bounce, you can put any motion in life with the Bankhead Bounce. Name something you can't do and add it to the Bankhead Bounce.
Can you go grocery shopping?
Yes, you can ride around the grocery cart with that grocery cart. Bankhead, yes.
Can you mow the lawn?
You're damn right. Same way you can push you go the grocery buggy.
I know, I'm picking all the same things. Can you walk the dog?
Damn right you can. You can.
Can you? You're right.
Yeah, man.
Anything.
Anything with the Bankhead Bounce. So let's go to the next question because we both about to say something crazy.
Can you? Boogie is in Atlanta. Hey, Boogie.
Hey, what's up, Andy and Randy? How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Really good.
Man, I'm tired of hearing about these Detroit Lions on this station, man. But that's on another note. I got a question for both of y'all. Me and my friends, we always joke about the movie Castaway. And do you remember the scene when he's landing in the boat and the big whale come up?
Yes.
What would you guys do in that situation if it happened to you guys? I'm going to hang up and listen. Appreciate that.
All right, Boogie. I think about the movie Castaway a lot as well. I'd be terrified. Like, you're in a little boat and a big old whale swims under you?
Yes.
That's a terrifying proposition.
Yes.
Part of the movie that I like is the idea of, do you think you could do it?
Oh.
Like, you're on a desert island like that. How long do you make it? Do they find you, or do they find your skeleton?
I don't know. I, you know, I hate putting myself in situations like that. Now, if I were laying there in that well with a that thing came up, what the hell am I going to do? I can't jump on his back.
You can't fight a whale.
I can't fight him. I can't jump on his back.
There's nothing you can do. You just got to hope he goes away.
Yeah, and so
I would
just lay there.
Yeah, I hope he left me alone.
Yeah, just like, I don't know. I have no clue.
You don't think you could make it on an island?
Yeah. Yeah, dog. I mean, I'm pretty sure I could. Yeah. You know, I'm very resourceful and all those different things.
Yeah.
And I ain't scary. So I go up in that jungle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I go up in that jungle, find me something to eat.
You got
to
take down a jaguar for dinner.
You know what I mean? Hey,
and you do it.
The thing with jaguars is this. They can't move left.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, yeah. Jaguars, they can't move left. All right? So if you treat them like Michael Jordan in 86, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
Or no, you treat them like Bob Cousy.
Oh, yeah.
Treat like Bob Cousy. Yeah, treat like Bob Cousy. There you go.
He had a strong right, though. And a hell of a set shot.
Hell yeah, he did.
Kilo is in Overton. Hey, Kilo.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Kilo?
Got two questions for you. The first one's a cruise question, so I guess maybe it's more for Abe. And then the second question is going to be for everybody. But, yeah, going on a cruise in a couple months, and apparently – if one person in your cabin gets the drink package,
yes,
then everybody over 21 has to get the drink package. So I'm just wondering, is there like a loophole or a way around that? Maybe like a pregnancy clause or something.
Mm.
And then my second question is, if I gave you this rock and asked you to knock that bird off that power line, you gonna throw this rock? Or are you going to use this slingshot?
Mm.
Appreciate it, Phil.
Good question.
I'm
throwing it.
I'm throwing it.
I got a better arm than a slingshot.
Yeah, I'm throwing it.
I haven't used a slingshot in a long time.
I've used one before, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm throwing it.
Childhood.
Yeah, I'm throwing it.
And my accuracy is pretty good with a rock.
But it sucks.
Well, but I'm not good with a slingshot.
I'm not good with a slingshot.
I don't know.
I ain't David.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't David.
How far away is the bird, though? Like, what are we talking about? 30 yards? I could. That's no problem.
I'm throwing a rock.
I'm throwing.
I'm throwing a rock.
Yeah.
I'm throwing a rock.
You're going slingshot?
Bo?
Bo probably has used a slingshot recently.
Yeah. I'm going slingshot 100%.
Yeah.
But you probably like hit some cans in your backyard with a slingshot yesterday.
Not very recently, but I've, you know. Slingshot's easy. You just look right down you got the aimer right there for you.
Yeah, but think how easy this is.
A rock hitting a bird that's difficult.
You don't even have to hit him. You just have to make him fly away.
Oh, is that all it is?
I think so. Scare him.
I'm throwing the rock at the pole then and making a loud noise.
All right. Competing strategies.
What the hell is going on?
Competing strategies. Kilo wants to know how to cheat his way into drinks.
I can't do that. I can't put that out in the atmosphere. Huh? I think it's wrong that if everybody over 21 – since because you don't drink, I can't. I gotta, you know, I don't drink. Well, I gotta spend all the money on the drink.
So I wonder if he's traveling with kids or not, because all the cruises I've been on, Olivia has been in my room,
right,
and I'm the only adult, and Tara has had her daughter,
right.
So therefore, we were both. You didn't have
No. It's long. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Two adults can't be in the room. Over 21.
Yeah,
that's why.
So if one of them doesn't want it, maybe you can just split the room, say you're in there with a kid,
and do something like that.
Seems like a good way for them to squeeze a little bit more money out of you.
Yeah, I never knew that was a rule, but I've never dealt with that.
Neither.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You can get out of it medically. Nope. You can get out of it medically.
There you go.
Medically. Okay.
And by the way, with the slingshot rock thing, don't throw it like from afar. Go right underneath the bird, and then if you miss, you get the rock back.
That's also true. He didn't say we couldn't move closer.
That'd be my plan.
I think the assumption was you had to be far away.
Was that the riddle?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Why would you want the rock back, though?
You don't want to lose that rock.
If you miss the first throw, it'll fall right back down. You can throw a second time.
Oh, you have multiple chances.
A fourth time. Yeah.
Okay. Do you find yourself in life seeing rocks and being like,
skipping stones?
Well, that's a good skipping
rock. Yes.
But I don't live anywhere near water, so I never get a chance to do it.
You got
to
pick them up.
Just
save them later.
Just bank them for the beach trip?
Yes.
Yeah. God, I see so many rocks. I could skip that.
Your kids are almost there, and Lily might be to where that's going to be something fun that y'all can do when y'all are around waters, go skip rocks together.
That's a good point.
Because they love it.
They love it.
Kids love
it. And they think you're a hero when you make it skip like three or four times.
You get too excited about skipping.
Wow, you
love it.
You're a superhero. How'd you do that? You like that? Watch this. All right. Cameron is in Ellenwood.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, we got you, Cameron.
Hey, well, first thing I just want to say, being face down in a Ray Lewis jersey is not a good look. That's the first thing I want.
Nah, it'd be bad luck.
Yeah.
And the second thing, I had an actual question is that now that Troy Andersen is not going to come back, possibly, because I feel like I'm reaching for anything just to try to help our sack numbers, possibly, do you think that if, since Troy Andersen is coming back, you can move Caden Ellis down to the edge and kind of do what Dan Quinn did with Michael Parsons just to help with our pass rush? Because Caden Ellis is a monster.
Well, yeah. I mean, that just all depends on – and we had Caden on this summer, and we talked about, you know – some of the rush opportunities that he got when he came before he came here to New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was more or less walk up, mugs, things like that. I hate to say that because Micah is on a different level than Caden Ellis.
Right.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Right. That's a hard comparison to make. Yeah. But just to sort of get back to what he was doing in New Orleans, though, it would be great. Like, it would be really cool if that – because that's what they're going to have to do.
Yes.
Unless, they, you know, like, Yannick Ngakoue or someone like
that. Why does everybody not, like, always keep bringing his name up?
Because he's available.
He's available for a damn reason.
He is available for a reason. Can I tell you why I bring his name up?
Why?
Because it's fun to say.
Yeah.
It's just an enjoyable
cool
name.
And I'm pretty sure
say.
He's a cool dude. Yannick, but there's a reason why he's cut. He got cut this week from Baltimore, right?
He did get cut from Baltimore.
And then they put him on the practice squad.
Yeah. He's got 1.5 sacks, though, which would be second leading on the Falcons
that
team.
That is true.
So
that is true.
We can't, you know, we can't be scoffing at too many people.
That is true.
Yeah, but he had Baltimore, he was Chicago last year, he was Indy the year before that, played for the Raiders the year before that, then it was Baltimore, then it was Minnesota, the year before that it was Jacksonville. There's a reason why he's been on six different teams in the last 5 years. And it's not because his name's fun to say. Do we have – all right, Blake.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink – what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blake is in Ackworth. Hey, Blake.
Hey, guys. Two questions. When you have your remote and you're out at Hooters and Twin Peaks, on a scale of 1 to 10, how tipsy do you guys get, and do they provide you a ride home?
Thank you, Blake.
No, we did not get tipsy.
On a scale of 1 to 10, zero.
Zilcho.
Zero tipsies.
Zilcho.
But these waters have been delicious.
I mean, that ginger ale was slapping.
That Topo Chico had me crystal clear.
That was maybe the most expensive water you'll ever drink.
Yeah. I mean, bottled water, and I'm talking about in a glass bottle.
Not only
water.
In a glass bottle, but comes with a pop top. You can't even screw the top off of it.
Yeah, I know. Luckily, I had that bottle opener from our guy, Big
See?
Will.
Yeah, man. See, if we knew it was going to come in handy.
Big Will circle, Big Will.
Leave mine in my book bag.
Big Will knew. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show gets into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
Finally ready. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up.
Abe got to play with the steakhouse.
She did say that. That was really funny. I had so many, but this one topped them. Randy just said it. Jaguars can't go left.
Nope.
Didn't know that.
The stronger your thighs are, the longer you live.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
And apparently, punch someone in the mother loving face and start fast mean the exact same thing.
They kind of do.
Kind of.
They kind of do.
Math is not Randy's strong suit unless it's counting bills. Like Bo said, thighs stronger, live longer.
Yeah, sorry.
And Randy admitted he wants a belly rub.
No, I did not. What the damn? I like my
they
wife
nice.
Rub on me.
They
that
are
was
nice.
Pretty funny.
Like, no, nobody's going to turn that down.
Yeah. It's like, man, somebody chewed up my cord. I want a damn belly rub. Jack does that thing. thing now when he has no shirt and he walks around with his tummy out and kind of rubs it?
Yeah, look like a, like his ass pay bill.
Yeah, such a funny, tiny little old man. So hilarious. All right. Final hour of the show has been brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.